Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With the name Allah, the Merciful, the Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. Today is November 17th, the year 2023. You have tuned into the first portion of the opening portion for our Juma service. And the opening portion is about 25 minutes. We will play a recording of chapter 18 of the Quran. The khutbah, or the sermon, will not begin until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is about a little less than 30 minutes from now. So please stay listen in to the recording of chapter 18, Taylor El Kaf, or in English, the cave of the Quran. And then at about 5 minutes till two, we will begin the khutbah, or the first call to prayer. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْهُ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا.
Wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son. A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct. And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight. Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, He indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking, though they were asleep. And we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner, we disclose them to the people of the city, that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that, as for the hour, there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, "Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them." Those who won their point said, "We verily shall build a place of worship over them."
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, "They were three, their dog the fourth," and some say, "Five, their dog the sixth," guessing at random, and some say, "Seven, and their dog the eighth." Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, "Lo, I shall do that tomorrow," except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, "It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this." And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him, and he maketh none to share in his government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, "It is the truth from the Lord of you all. Then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place."
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَن تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ هُوَ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the True. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape then.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
and naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright. Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them, but theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِيْنَا مِنْ.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayyu ala salah, hayyu ala salah, hayyu ala falah, hayyu ala falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا. قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها. قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا
قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا
He said, Did I not tell thee that thou couldst not bear with me?
قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا
Moses said, If I ask thee after this concerning aught, keep not company with me. Thou hast received an excuse from me.
فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا
So they twain journeyed on till when they came unto the folk of a certain township. They asked its folk for food, but they refused to make them guests. And they found therein a wall upon the point of falling into ruin, and he repaired it. Moses said, If thou hadst wished, thou couldst have taken payment for it.
قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا
He said, This is the parting between thee and me. I will announce unto thee the interpretation of that thou couldst not bear with patience.
أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا
As for the ship, it belonged to poor people working on the river, and I wished to mar it, for there was a king behind them who was taking every ship by force.
وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا
And as for the lad, his parents were believers, and we feared lest he should oppress them by rebellion and disbelief.
فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما
And we intended that their Lord should change him for them for one better in purity and nearer to mercy.
Assalamualaikum. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya Allah Salah. Hayya Allah Salah. Hayya Allah Salah. Hayya Allah Salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. Just give me a minute here, get this thing here. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال إلهي وصحابه إسماعيل النبات I seek refuge and protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected, the cursed enemy. with the name Allah, the Merciful, Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. We openly bear witness that no God but Allah, He has no partners, no associates, none whatsoever. And that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is His slave servant and messenger to all of humanity, to all of mankind, for all times. We thank Allah, highly glorified is He, for these special moments together, for Salat al-Jummah, the Friday prayer, as believers who have traveled a long journey to get to where we are now. And we know that the help of Allah is always near. Always near. As believers, we never give up hope. We never give up trusting in the mercies and the blessings of Allah. And as we continue to struggle, because that is what life is all about. Life is all about a struggle. But as we continue to struggle, we will see success. We will see the light. The light will dispel the darkness. That's the nature of all light. Physical light dispels physical darkness. And the light of knowledge dispels ignorance. All we have to do is just keep the faith, keep going forward. Like out of nowhere, you see a blessing that you never expected to happen. We are humble believers. We are thankful. We are grateful. We are appreciative of all that Allah has done for us. The little bit that we know, because there's a whole lot we don't know. We guarantee that. And we say we thank Allah for that, for both. That which we know, that we're conscious of, and that which we're not conscious of. One of Allah's attributes is Al-Latif. Latif. And Latif means very subtle. It's not open, it's not loud, it's not aggressive. It's very subtle. And why is that one of Allah's attributes? Because Allah, He will come in very subtle and save us from hurting ourselves. We don't even know He came and left. Al-Latif, very subtle. We thank Allah for giving us all this Islam, the clarity of religion, the completion of religion, the correction of religion. Yes, that's Al-Islam. No doubt, no ambiguity, clear guidance. And that in and of itself is a big mercy to us from our Lord, that He gave us clear guidance. Some folks have guidance, and they all the time spend more time in the lab or in the school of theology trying to decipher it. They spend more time trying to argue and debate over what it is than going out and living what it is. Allah saved us from that. He saved the Muslims from that. Our topic today is on your conscious life and your conscious life. Conscious and conscious life. Allah says in the Quran, "Awwalahi minashir tanil rajim." It says, "Kala ya iblisu min akad an sajda." Prostration, fast to death. Little man, come luck to Biyada. Biyada. the same with my two hands. O Iblis, what prevents you from prostrating yourself to one, to the man, whom I made with my two hands? With my two hands. Allah made the human being with two hands. The hand don't mean palm with five fingers. Hand just means control. Hand just means control. And when someone is working the same, they use the handle, right, to control it. Right. And sometimes if things get out of hand, they say, can you handle that? In other words, can you control that? So when it says Allah made the man with his two hands, don't think of left and right hand like we have. He's saying that Allah has two controls that he used in making us. A comment from the Imam W.D. Muhammad, speaking about Prophet Adam as being the incomplete creation that was completed with Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him. He says, God said he made this man with his two hands, with both his hands. What does this tell us about that man that God has as our first father? We know that he was referring to Adam. But for the scholar in Islam, especially for the blessed scholars in Islam, whose thoughts have been blessed by God, we know that Adam was incomplete when he was made. His completion began with the next prophet, and then the next prophet, and the next prophet until the last one. With the last one, referring to Muhammad, his creation is complete. The creation of Adam is complete with Muhammad. Just a side note, that's true for every prophet. They were incomplete. And Muhammad, he completes all the prophets. Imam Muhammad goes on to say, the creation of Adam was not complete until Muhammad, the present peace be upon him, was created. And how did Allah create Muhammad? With the words Ar-Rahman, which means the merciful God, right? The beneficent God, or the merciful benefactor. He says, Kalakal al-Ihsan created his man. Kalakal al-Ihsan created his man. And then it says, Alam al-Quran, and taught him the Quran. His first, Alam al-Quran, then Kalakal al-Ihsan. Alam al-Quran means what? He taught the Quran. Then Kalaka created, his son created his man. He revealed the Quran, taught it, and then created the person. He's, remember, speaking to us how Muhammad was created. Don't think of Muhammad Ibn Abdullah in this case. That's the son of Amina and Abdullah, right? So when Muhammad, in his prophethood, in his mission and purpose, when he was taught the Quran, that's when Muhammad was really created with the word of God. Muhammad was created twice, peace be upon him, by two hands. He was perfect in his natural creation before the revelation of the Quran came. Muhammad was perfect in his natural creation, right? And then God came and created him with the other control, the hand of revelation. So Muhammad made it twice, in his nature and made again with revelation. Then after he completed him, Allah says, Ar-Rahman. He didn't say God, he didn't say the Father, he didn't say the Son of God, the Holy Ghost. He didn't say none of that. Allah says, for us, those concepts are non-existent. It says, Ar-Rahman made Muhammad. The merciful one made Muhammad. The merciful benefactor made Muhammad with his two hands. So these two concepts, us made in our nature, in our physical bodies, and us made in our intellect by the word of God. That's true for every human being. Conscious and conscious. And ourselves in the environment, that's us. We become conscious. We don't know when we got here, right? We're here, and you say, wow, okay. That's being conscious. You wake up and say, hey, what's going on with me and what's going on around me? Conscience, what's going on inside of me? The inner environment where we make decisions at, where we figure at. We don't figure on our fingers just have to keep count. We figure inside, yeah? Really, our prayer and our bowing is not so much the bowing, it's really the prayer on the inside. Conscience is different from conscious. Conscious means you're aware. Okay, you woke. You're aware. But conscience, oh, education comes. Knowledge comes. The teaching comes. That inner voice is speaking. And the inner voice is acting as a guide, giving us direction in our life, a guide to the righteous. And the conscience is saying, I now know what is right and what is wrong. I know the difference between right and wrong. That's conscience. Not just conscious. The animal's conscious. The dog, the cat, they're conscious, right? With the conscience. It's addressing our ability to have knowledge, particularly knowledge of knowing that which is right and wrong. Conscious is just being awoke to ourselves and the world around us. You got the word conscience, you got the word science in there, like, right? You got science, and science is saying knowledge. Allah says that he breathed into Adam and made him a living soul. A living soul. And then the Quran says he taught Adam all the things in creation. Told the angels to bow down to my man. They wouldn't bow down. They did bow down, except the beliefs. He was arrogant. So this breathing into making him a living soul, but you know, dear brothers and sisters, for a long time, a long, long time, they taught that the African and the women didn't have a soul. And some of them still believe that mess now. And personal opinion, I think that's why it's easier for a cop to shoot a black man than anybody else, because they don't know it in their conscious mind. They think they're on level ground. But there's some, back of their mind, there's a thought that God said somewhere back here that they didn't have a soul. Pow. That's right. You say, well, what about when the black cop shoots the black guy? He ate the same apple. He had the same training. Okay. And I don't mean training in the academy. I mean training in the world. So when God breathed into the human being, I made them a living soul. If it's a living soul, it must have been a dead soul before. That's why it's easy for people. You say, well, how can they kill 10,000 Palestinians in a month? Because there's a belief. And mistaken Bible teaching. He said the Bible's wrong, but their understanding's wrong. Somebody's chosen and somebody ain't. If you allow that to fester in your mind 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, when it comes time to bomb somebody to smithereens, there's a subtle message saying, oh, they chosen, and therefore they are not. Boom. That's just the reality of it. So, because they're conscious, they're not conscious, because they were conscious, he'll say, oh, because conscience, you're moral parameter. You can get off by moral balance. Tells us before God breathed that spirit into Adam, he had a human body. He had the flesh, but he didn't have a living soul. He hadn't been taught yet. That's telling us what? About you and I. In our flesh bodies, we got the potential to be Homo sapiens or Homo erectus. But we're not guaranteed. Just watch the news this evening. You're going to see it. You saw it last night. Somebody just shot somebody. Somebody's going to rob somebody. Somebody abusing their body with drugs and alcohol, smoking and fornicating, all that mess. Because their soul is not being turned on by the word of God. So as flesh bodies doesn't guarantee that we're going to be human. And when we see somebody in a flesh body thinking outside of the character, what we call them? An animal name? Dog? Snake? Your pig? Your monkey? They're not describing your outside body. They're describing your character, and it fits their characteristic. Because the conscience, yeah, they're conscious because they're driving the car, or they're driving the car to the gathering house, right? So they are woke, they're conscious, but they're not conscious. Here we are. That's the word. It says asanatakun. It's in 95, right? Fi asanatakun. Allah said that he made us to be the best mode. When Allah created us, he made us the best. Even the person handicapped still in their soul, Allah made them the best. We all got a handicap. Some get more pronounced than others. But we learn how to camouflage it over the years, right? So we all got that. But in our soul that Allah gave us, it's perfect. So we say, Asana Takwi, the best of most. Standing upright. Science called it Homo erectus. Homo for human, erectus means upright. And I don't know if any other animal, I think the monkey and apes kind of close, but they got a little hump. There's a sign in that, dear brothers and sisters. Allah made us Homo erectus. We say Hanif, Hanif, upright. Erect. And when you're upright, what's on top? The head. Yeah? And the more the creature bends, the lower the head goes, right? And when the head goes down, after one hand goes down because it got to hold the head up. And when the hand is down, the hands are created. The hands teach you all kinds of stuff, good and bad, but a lot of times it's teaching you. Oh, what is that? What is this? You want to touch it. You want to play with it. You want to fumble it. If it don't hurt you, you keep on playing with it, right? But that's each time you play with it, your mind's loving it. So now I'm on all fours. Can't get it. When you're upright, you freeze the hand and it freeze the feet. It's a sign of this. It's a sign of everything, brothers and sisters. Homo erectus, upright. What's he saying to us? Allah created us to be upright and foremost in our conscience of being aware and foremost in our conscience. Both. Allah made us with both. We have to be foremost in both areas. Muslims, we don't have no excuse that's going to float. Well, we got plenty of excuses, but they're not going to float. If we're not conscious in of ourselves and our environment, we are cheating ourselves. and we're not conscientious in our mind as to what is right and what is wrong and acting on it, we cheat ourselves, and you can't have one without the other. If you cheat one, you're cheating the other. You can't be upright in your mind and more, and your environment around you is stinky and dirty and filthy. You can't come to prayer like that. And sign in there, too. You can't come to prayer dirty and your prayer be accepted. They're telling us, inside and outside, you have to be on top of it. The listener must be sensitive to properly managing both our conscious and our conscience. Again, to neglect one is to neglect the other. So we're first best to become conscious. We're here. We're on earth. Okay? There are alhamdulillah. We have nothing to do with it, but we're here. Now we're conscious here, but if we don't take advantage of the higher level to become conscious, that is educated, then we will fall and become what's called a safala safali. It's called the lowest of the low. In that same verse. The law made us see Asadi Taqwi, but then we can become Safala. What is Safala? The lowest. What's suffering? The low. Not just low. It's human beings. They're people. If we don't keep that level what Allah gave us, we become not low. We become the lowest of the low. You say, well, why is that? Because Allah made us to be the highest of the high. Yourself, you go to be the lowest of the low. See, an animal can only go so far within their nature or their instincts. We can go lower than a dog, lower than a snake. So the inner life is our personal moral life, our ethical life. Our ethical life. We have morals. What's right and wrong? So what is ethics? Ethics is studying the moral and creating guidelines. They have board of ethics, right? In all your fields or whatever it may be. Lawyers have a problem. Teachers have it. What is your, based upon your moral teaching, these are your ethics. You got to keep these codes up. If you fall short in this area, then they will revoke your license. They'll take you out or be in the position because you didn't keep up with the standard. So the inner life is our personal moral life and our ethical life, the life that we educate and purify with the five pillars of Islam. Our five pillars of Islam keep our conscience life. If we become conscious to Islam, then the five pillars will teach us and educate us and build us to become conscious. It's not just making the shahada and saying, well, I said it, I'm done. No, you said it, live it. You pray five times a day, you done praying, take what you got from that prayer, go live it. Same for Zakat, same for Ramadan, same for Hajj. You just don't just do the act. So when I'm done, I did it. No, you haven't done it until you internalize it and go live it. So the inner life is our personal moral life and our ethical life, the life that we educate and purify with the five pillars. We purify our life with the five pillars of Islam. Then we have that moral compass within each of us individually. In the whole Muslim world, really human life, each of us, we are responsible to build within us that moral compass as a person. I can't run your compass, and you can't run mine. But once I wake up to the fact that I'm obligated to get myself right, then we got something that I can work with, and I'm going to go find like mine, like you in the room now, and you listen to us now. Find like minds, and then we can build an ethical society, a moral society. A model of society based upon the word of God that respects all people, to be a Muslim. I guess got to be decent. They don't have to be like me any kind of way. Just be a decent human being. That your moral character stands out. We can see it even. You're trustworthy, you're honest. Then we can build societies. But understand, dear people, there's nothing spooky about this. Allah made the way. He gave us guidance. We have to follow it. We have to follow it. Somebody put on the other day on Facebook, she had a group discussion Tuesday, they put on there. They said, talk about Jesus as a savior. And I said, well, why you put that on here now? So my response was, yeah, Jesus was a savior that had a savior. Right? You see people. But they had a savior. And all of them called on him with deep, heavy cries. Oh, God, help me. Why did I bring that in now? It's because as we go from our conscious state of being aware and conscious and being a thinker, educator, we turn to Allah as a savior. Allah saved us. And Allah has saved all of the saviors. We're not confused about that. And we thank Allah for giving us the purity of Al-Islam, the guidance of the book, and the model in Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah for that. We thank Allah for him giving us a pure teacher in this day and time, the Imam Tabati Muhammad. We thank Allah for purifying our hearts. So we pray all the time, right? The banner lads is there to look at us. Let me pray. That's prayer. Oh, Allah, let not my heart deviate. That's what you have got to be right. Listen, you've got to be right. You don't like Joel or Samuel or Susie got it, you right. Allah got it, you right. And if Allah got you right, you're going to go wrong? That's a prayer. The banner lads is there to look at us. So let my heart deviate. Now, since you got it, you right. For granting me from your presence, your mercy. For you are the one that grant without counting. Now, Lord, we thank you for this life. Lord, you've given us, forgive us for our sins, all of our sins. Complete all of our shortcomings, all of our shortcomings. And have mercy upon our souls. Amen. I seek refuge with God from Satan to protect the enemy. In the name of God, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. Part two of the clue bar is to address community concerns. And I think it goes without saying that still, probably one of our biggest current community concerns is the terrible situation over in Gaza. I can't say Israel. I say Gaza. Well, what happened to the Israelis on October 7th was wrong, but we condemn it. We condemn it outright. We don't try and say, if Hamas is the one that is like it is, they're wrong. We're not going to try to make up for that. You don't kill innocent people. You don't kidnap innocent people. That's against the Quran. That's against the way of Muhammad. But I know the Lord have mercy. What Israel is doing to Gaza is pitiful. It's wrong. It's wrong. Even their law, an eye for an eye, I know how to count. That's one and one. So they're doing it literally mathematically. You know, 1,400 of theirs were killed. If they say, why they killed 10,000? That's wrong. So we're not going to apologize or excuse either side. But what's being done now to the Palestinian people, then that opens the door to the last 75 years. What's been done wrong to the Palestinian people, mainly by the Jews, but also many other Arab countries abuse the Palestinians too. That tell the whole truth, right? We can tell part of the truth. The biggest culprit has been And with the backing of our government, I'm about to make me up a button. Somebody this morning. It's going to be a little big Palestinian baby with a pacifier in their mouth with a big old bomb. They're forcing their head saying U.S. tax dollars. I was going to say, not in my name. I know they're using my tax dollars. I can't stop them. But I'm saying now to the whole world, as when Caleb and Wiley went out on the expedition, and Caleb and Wiley, he encountered some people who were not listening. You know, Caleb and Wiley was, before he fought the Muslims, up until the Battle of Badr, I believe. But then he converted and joined the Muslims. He was a very skilled general on the battlefield, very skilled. So now he's Muslim, and peace is coming, right? And he goes out on an expedition, and he comes across these people. And he's told to them, he said, convert to Islam. It was kind of how he said, convert to Islam. And people knew, they already heard that we don't have to. I said, no, we don't have to. We already heard the prophet told everybody we don't have to become Muslim. We can't force somebody to convert. Caleb Wiley, I guess he had some of that old spirit in him. He said, you don't convert, I'm going to kill you. Long story short, he killed them. He killed them. And when the word got back to the prophet was hurt. He looked up, he said, looked to the heavens, he said, oh, Allah, I am free for what Caleb and Wiley has done. Okay? It already happened. That's the spirit I'm saying in this next statement. What our tax dollars is being done on the instant Palestinians, oh, Allah, I'm free for what my tax dollars are done. But it's not right. It's not right. So I'm not been to no one's protest, Palestinian, or they invite us to come to the synagogue and pray with the Jews, but I ain't go to neither one of them. But there will be one tomorrow. I was told to make the announcement. There will be one tomorrow downtown at 12 noon for Palestinians. If you want to go, you're free to go. And why I had not gone? Because neither side can see their own wrong. And if neither side, until you can see your own wrong on both sides, you're not going to solve the problem. You're going to perpetuate it because you're doing a pity cry. And if the cry is real, then it's a pity cry. You'll see if your hands is totally innocent. You're going to get on both sides. But I must say, the guilt of Israel against Palestinians the last 7 years is atrocious. It's ugly, it's nasty, it's wrong. It's wrong. So I think a lot of we're not dependent upon outside funding to run an operation. And email said, I give you a paycheck, that's what it is. It is a check, it is a pay that keeps you in check. So Allah free us from that. Alhamdulillah. So let us be those who are conscious and conscious when dealing with the Palestinian and Gaza thing. You have to be what is our moral barometer telling us. And don't be afraid to say what is right. Be courageous. Don't be loud and arrogant and in someone's face. But just be humble, quiet, but be direct and clear. You're wrong for this and you're wrong for that. And you're really wrong because you're the big boy. And I end on this here, too. It's in the war between Israel and Hamas. Well, maybe it is with Hamas, but you're killing people in Gaza. So it's not really a war with, it's a war upon. It's a war against. And I'm really getting mad. Maybe my wife looking at TV. We get mad all the time, right? Looking at TV. Because they did find some weapons, enough to cover up maybe two-thirds of this room. And they said, see. They had weapons. I mean, literally from this wall to back here before you get to the sisters. Yeah, they found the weapons. And you sit up there with a hammer on, with a microscope on it. The one guy pointing out their weapons, it costs more than what you see in laying on the entire floor. They got jets. They got an Iron Dome. They got all this. And you go find a hole in the wall because, see, that's a tunnel. And therefore, you justify them killing 10,000 innocent people. Maybe it's dying because they can't, there's no incubator. He wants to sit back and say, oh, yeah, that's right. No, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. And our government's wrong for supporting that. They're wrong. Just like you were in America, that's what I'm saying, because I am. They're wrong. If Martin Luther King had spoke out against slavery, I mean, against those Jim Crow, or Frederick Douglass against slavery, it'd still be going on. So, dear Muslims, let us have the faith in Muhammad the Prophet. And he didn't mince words. He was kind. He was humble. But when it came time to tell the truth, he didn't mince words. So let us ask Allah for peace. The ceasefire is true because he never should have started on either side. So they wanted to take the cop out. When you pin them down like that, you know what they'll say? Oh, it's complicated. It ain't that complicated. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. I'm in with that. It's heavy on my heart, heavy on your heart. But this is part two of the Cooper. Part one deals more with the spiritual side. Part two deals with community concerns. And this is a big community concern we have. And we can't be quiet in the face of all that's being done to innocent people. Allah grant us good in this life, grant us good in the afterlife, and protect us in the torment of the fires of sin. Give us the courage to be Muslims, seeking to please you and you alone. Ameen. Become.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu in my Allah, I help Allah. By Ashhadu in Muhammad Rasulullah. Haya Allah, Salah. Haya Allah, Salah. Kakama to Salah. Kakama to Salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allah. You make our intentions to make two love touch to my friend, the Lord, to Allah. To Allah, we exalt the face of the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد الذي انكر الشرك ونفعنا لك فكرك فإنما أعوذ بيسرى إنما أعوذ بيسرى فإذا انفضلت فانصب وإلا ربك فارغب الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وتور سينين وهذا بلد الأمين لقد خلقنا إنسانا في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكاتبوك بعد بالدين فليس الله بالحاكمين حاكمين. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Call the number 701-802-5454. Again, 701-802-5454. And then put in the access code 1039654#. Again, the access code is 1039654#. Tuesday at 7 p.m. And the blog talk on Sunday is going to be an open mic discussion. You'll be calling it 44 days since October 7th. AFL and God, so what are your thoughts? Open mic discussion. That's my song. All right. All right. That's it. I think that's it. Assalamu alaikum. And we'll see you next week, inshallah.
Okay, so I'm like,
والصلاه والسلام على رسوله الكريم محمد عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we witness that he is one. We give all praise to him who sustains the heavens and the earth and cares for all of his creation and especially for his human creation. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is his noble and generous messenger. And Allah says of him that we should salute him with prayers and with peace. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says of him that he is a mercy to all the worlds. مَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He has not sent you except to be a mercy to all the worlds. لِلْعَالَمِينَ, to all the worlds. Everything that we have in Islam, from the Quran and from Muhammad, who received the Quran for us, directly or indirectly address something or addresses something that is in the scriptures that came before or in the religious traditions of the people that had religious communities before the coming of Muhammad, God's servant and messenger. Prayers and peace be upon him. It says in the Quran, God says, that is, in the Quran, because the Quran is all the word of God, whereas other scriptures are not all the word of God. And we are not saying this. They say that. This is not us criticizing them. This is us just saying what they say of their own scriptures. Not all the words of God to the prophets. Others came behind the prophets, and they wrote. And much that we find in the scriptures of others, other people outside of the Muslims, those scriptures carry the words and teachings of their holy people, their saintly people, their rabbis, their priests, etc., their monks, whatever. It is not all revelation from God. Even Paul is not accepted, the Apostle Paul. He is one of the main authors of the books, the new books in the New Testament. And it's not agreed in Christian history of the Christian church that all that Paul received was from God. So we only have Quran that claims to be only the word of God. Nothing in there came from Muhammad himself, he was not able to speak those words. He was not learned in scripture. He was not even acquainted with scriptures. It was all strange to him. So none of that was from him. It all was inspired, came directly from the Most High God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to Him. Praise is He. So Muhammad, the Prophet, is a mercy to all of the world. And where we read in the Quran that this was revealed to him. He was not knowing any of this. He had no access to any of your knowledge. This is made clear in the Quran of Muhammad the Prophet. It says that also that what that they wonder, what kind of book is this that leaves out nothing small or big? Leaves out nothing small or big. Now, it doesn't, what it's referring to, this is the key for us Muslims. To understand the Quran, we have to know the context that it is addressing. What context is it addressing? Is it addressing every book that ever appeared in the world when it says it leaves out nothing, small or great, or small or large? No. That's too much and it's nonsense. A lot of foolishness. The Quran doesn't address foolishness and nonsense. The Quran only addressed what people claim to be the word of God, or what people claim that God authorized. The Quran only addresses that and no more. Only what people claim that they have from God, and it addresses what people claim God authorizes. If God authorized you to do these things that you're doing in the name of God, the Quran has Muhammad responsible for challenging them and addressing them to make them prove that this that you claim that is not from God is from God. You see? These are the issues. These are the issues. The issues are found in the context of revealed knowledge and in the context of that that the world used after revealed knowledge or even before, to say that this is from God. This is from God. So Muhammad really comes as a messenger from God to correct what the world has that they claim is from God, to correct it. And that's what the whole, what Allah's words say in the Quran, that this is a correction on the previous books, the books that came before. This is a correction on the books that came before. And a plain teaching, and a plain teaching, come to make it plain, clear, very plain. Now, in addressing what came before also was a plan for the future, though it had not been fulfilled. The plan for man's future life on this planet to the day of judgment, and that means as long as we are human on this planet, God has already gave us guidance to take care of us for as long as we are humans on this planet. Now, in the early times, Scripture came to prophets addressing both their local conditions, but also pointing them to the conclusion of things. So Scriptures before Prophet Muhammad and teachers in the Scriptures, with the Scriptures, pardon me, before Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be on him, they were pointing people also to the conclusions of things. And they were pointing to the signs that address the conclusion of things. So when God made man and put him on the earth as a responsible creature to carry out God's will, God at that time inspired him to not only work in the present, but to work for the future. Every human being is created to not live in the present only. God created us with the nature to wonder how the future is going to be. And I have to prepare myself for the future. And if I can, I have to help others prepare themselves for the future. So this is what made prophets. The prophet nature is in every human being. Every human being is born with the prophet nature. We're the children of Adam, descendants of Adam. And Adam was not only the first man, but he's also the first prophet. He warned his children. He planned a life for the future. But the need to prophesy grew stronger and stronger as man lived and experienced life in his environment. Trouble for that life produced more and more seers looking to the future, or striving, straining to look into the future, to know where is this going? How can we prepare better for what we're going to face? It is common knowledge that the prophet nature is in all of us. We can never say Muhammad is our messenger. He's only Allah's messenger. But we always say he's our prophet. He's our prophet. He's flesh of our flesh and bone of our bones. He's human like we are. God said to him, say to them, I am a human mortal just like you are. And Abasharun Mithlukum, the words of God to him in the Quran. I am a human mortal like you are. And we should, the public of the world has advanced so much in human intellect since the time of the early prophets, and since the time of the last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and peace be on him. The public have been advanced so much in the intellect, in the brain, knowledge. And we still talking to them like they are people that were in crowds 6,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, thousands of years ago. We're speaking to them just like they're their same public. We haven't progressed our communication to our publics, to our religious publics that respect their graduation in knowledge. And that's why most of the people nowadays, they don't have much patience with the preachers. They don't care to go to the houses of worship. Because the world is so far ahead of them in so many respects. The world is so far ahead of the religious leaders. Their leaders in these churches and mosques and synagogues, etc. So Buddhists, all of them suffer that. The Buddhists, all of them, they suffer that. For some reason that I think can be explained. They think when you say the word of God never changes. I guess they think they mean the way to communicate it never changes either. And that's horrible. It is. For me, that's horrible. We have to respect our public, the intelligence in our public. And if the public now can have more understanding, they are prepared to ask for more understanding, we should give them that understanding. And they don't have to ask for it with their mouths. They give us time. They ask for it with their attitude toward you. They ask for it with their treatment of you. They ask for it with their absence from you. We praise God. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. In the Quran, we read the chapter, small chapter, Al-Asr. We ask Allah's protection from the rejected Satan, the enemy of all human beings. It begins, you know, with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as every other chapter except one, the ninth chapter of the Quran. It begins with the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then comes the words, Wal Asr. Wal Asr. Wal Asr. By the time, translated also by the token of time. And it also means the hour. But scripture before said, a day with man is as a thousand, pardon me, one day with the Lord is as a thousand years of mankind, of our life. So a thousand years is nothing but like one day with God. So this Asr is not an hour on the clock that you got up by Monday morning or whatever, went up whatever day it was. It's not that clock. Well, Asr, this is an hour. But this is a big measurement, in the time of man. Big measurement. And it is a time of difficulty. We know from the word of, the Quran is powerful and rich and potent in its power or in its capacity to communicate volumes with few words. Volumes with a few words. Well, I used to hear as a young man, interested and curious in the scripture, I used to hear that some imams overseas, that they took this Al-Fatiha, one word or one line of Al-Fatiha, and they did volumes. I would have said, I did say to myself, I didn't say it to anybody, I didn't want to hurt anybody, but I said to myself, yeah, they don't have anything to do but waste time. That was when I was young, you know. But now that I'm older and I have myself enriched my own self by my studies, and I have entertained myself in such a heavenly way, I put myself in like a heavenly environment. Just with my curiosity, searching God's words, put me in a heavenly environment. So I have enjoyed it so much that I look back on my young mind and the young expressions I made, and I feel shame. I feel sorry. I want to apologize to those learned men that make the volume, Allahu Akbar, that make volume discussing just one little short ayah or one expression. And I feel right now, I know I wouldn't be bored. I could take al-wal-as and I could write volumes. Because this very word is so big and broad that it includes in its concept, it includes so much of man's time on earth, man's time in history, man's life in struggle. I could do volumes. Where do we get the difficulty here? This says wal-as, slightly different from us, but nevertheless a hit or play on us. Wal-as, by the token of time. And we know God says, I do not want for you difficulty. That's us. That's us. Difficulty. I do not want for you difficulty, but I want that you be purified. Our flesh belongs to the animal kingdom. This flesh and blood body of ours. It belongs to the animal kingdom. And there was a time for many nations when their flesh was no more than that of animals. They lived like animals. They worshipped animals. They made deities in animal form, gods. And they put upon their head animal horns because they were imitating animals and they were one of the animals and they were saying that I'm an animal with this animal's trait or I'm an animal with this animal's appetite or with this animal's bravery or with this animal's cunningness, etc. They would wear things to identify them with animals that they loved and admired and worshipped even. Some they worship as God. Ancient Egypt, with this high and great civilization that they developed, they chose many animals as deities. As deities. Cat, dog, and others. Lion, many. As deities, as gods. So in our flesh body, we belong to the animal kingdom. And when the human spirit is out of the animal body, the body is nothing but the flesh of an animal. It's nothing but an animal. You become nothing but an animal. When God says he's going to make man, the angel said, what will you make other than that will cause bloodshed? And God said, I know what you know now. And God says, when I have given him of my own spirit, then you make sense that to him. When I have given him of my own spirit, God didn't say, well, this man is worthy of your respect. Why aren't you respecting him? Without God's spirit in you, you're not worthy of this respect of angels. Why should angels respect you with nothing but your human nature and makeup and animal body? Why? They shouldn't. You're not better than the rest of the animals. There are some animals better than man when you take the spirit of God out of man. And he says he's given up everything. He's given something of his ruach to everything. Everything. God's ruach of his spirit. Says, when I have breathed into him of our spirit, he's talking about the higher. God is talking about that higher plane of inspiration. There are many planes or levels of inspiration that come to man. God made the beautiful creation itself to inspire man. The creation by itself alone can inspire man and aid man and assist man on the road to his own development, to a higher life, to a higher and better and more productive life. The creation itself inspires that in its beauty, wonderment, wisdom. It's full of messages for the human intellect. Yes. But God was telling the angels, this man I created, I didn't create him to be left alone. I didn't create him to be left alone with the creation. I created him to be influenced by the creation, to come to me, to find me, the artist that did this great wonder, that gave this great wonder to him. I created it to inspire him to come to me. And if he comes to me, I'm going to give him of my own spirit. And when I give him of my own spirit, you make sense that to him. Because I didn't give you to my world for you to serve yourself. Your existence is to serve my man. Praise be to Allah. Muhammad the prophet said, God, in that battle, he didn't leave you alone. He sent angels among you to help you get the victory. So the angel made to work with man, but the man that God chose to leave the humanity, all human flesh. Praise be to Allah. And Muhammad is a mercy to all the worlds. Well, us, concerning the time down through the ages, difficulty for what part of man? For his spirit. All this is implied in the word wallah. Difficulty for his spirit. His spirit wants to come to rest. Rest from that is in conflict with his better nature. Because his spirit is the life of his better nature. It is the life. Life is movement, not standing still. Life is movement, not standing still. So our life is in our spirit more than it is in our body. That can't go very far without the airplane or the car or something. But the spirit will even go beyond the conscious mind, go even beyond my rational senses, my spirit, and tell my rational senses, I'm out here and I need you to join me. I want to understand where I'm at. So this is the man that God made. The man that I'm so happy to be. Oh, I know my life. I found myself. And it's wonderful. And that's where all of us are created to go. We are to go where God created us to go. And it's not to be hung up in this life like a cow or dog or cat or snake. No. Those are creations below your creation, much below your creation. Praise be to Allah. Concerning the hour, surely mankind is lost. Lost. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Surely the mankind is entrapped. Lost and entrapped. Fichus tells me he's not only lost, but he's entrapped. He's lost and don't know the way out. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The third progression for this chapter of surah. First progression, it begins with wallah. Second progression begins with إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Third progression, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those who have faith, or who believe. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those who have faith and who believe. Now, dear people, we begin our journey back to our God. And what is our journey back to our God? Is it God that we need to work with? No, it's God that we need to support our work. We need to work with our fellow man. God does not need to be a laborer with us. He made us to be a laborers with one another. And among one another. Okay, so my journey back to God is really to get authorization for what I have to do. From my God, because he gave me a soul that's very sensitive when it comes to obedience to my Lord. It obeyed my Lord before it was given to me. He wouldn't even give me a soul until he created it in obedience. Then he gave it to me and I was born of Clara Muhammad and Elijah Muhammad. And that soul is there in me and with me to influence me to go where God wants me to go. So first we're established in our souls. And we stand up erect, balanced, spiritually balanced. This is no material balance. This is a spiritual balance. Man's balance is spiritual, not physical. And it requires the subconscious
more than it requires the conscience. Because the mind has too much to do to be thinking on standing up. So God created us to have a spiritual balance in the subconscious. So we don't have to be worried while we're working about standing up. So the world walking around in the animal body may be standing up as an animal, but may be down as a human being. And we have to let them know that God has sent guidance to stand them up again in their soul. So when we stand up and say, Allah Akbar, we're standing up in our souls, righteous, obedient, clean, hands clean. Maybe they were dirty just a second ago. But when I put my attention on my Lord, I confess all my faults. And I tell him, I want my hands open to you, my Lord. I hide nothing from you. I'm innocent in your presence. Please accept me and forgive me all my sins. And make me perfect and clean before you in your presence. Huh? And you've forgotten all the wrong. You're not thinking about the dope you sold last week to pay the bill, to pay the note. You ain't thinking about that when you stand up in the prayer lines with us. That's out of your mind. If it's in your mind, you're repenting for it. And hoping your repentance is accepted. Okay, now, from the soul, we have to move out. Because the soul wants us to get something, and it ain't all here where I'm standing. The soul is far-reaching. Far-reaching. So the soul is making me now want to move out. If I move out, the world is not under angels only. The world that I came down in, I came down into it with Satan. When Satan was just a naughty boy. And now all this time he had on earth since then, he's grown up. And he was too much of a match for me even then. When we were together in the heaven. Or I should say in the heavenly regions. And his disobedience caused us all to be cast down together. Not separately. Together. Kubat. All together. In one bunch. We were cast down. Huh? And now he has had all this time to do his thing. And God said to the archangel Jibril, peace be upon him, he said, let me show you my creation. And he showed it to him. And Jibril said, my Lord, how can anyone go astray in such a marvelous, wonderful, beautiful creation? And in an instant, God showed it to him eons later in time. And it was all decorated by Satan. And when Jibril saw it, he said, my Lord, how can anyone go astray in such a creation? Well, that's the creation that we're in. We're in that creation that when Jibril looks at it, he says, how can anybody be without sin in this creation? Say, Satan filled it with allurements, enticements, temptations everywhere. So to advance with the soul that God gave us and with the direction that God put in that soul, once it becomes conscious in man's world, it is influenced to have many interests, many appetites, many objectives or aims or hopes. But there's one that you had before your eyes fell on the world, before your ears heard the word. You had one direction. And that direction was obedience to your God. To take your life and your interest in obedience to your God.
where God motivates human life to go. This is the original soul, the original consciousness of the human being. So now you're in the world and you're conscious and you're in this very difficult world to keep obedience. It's very hard to keep your taqwa in this world influenced, decorated by Satan. So the time is very difficult. The hour is very trying. We're lost. But it's not so difficult for those who have faith. It said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That means you excluded. It's not going to be that hard on you. So faith even takes the burden of Satan off my back. Faith will take the burden of Satan off my back. I think it was Otis Redding who said these words. He said, I wake up in the morning, wake up early, he said, and the light hurts my eyes. Then I look at you, and the world is all right with me. He said, then I look at you. He says, and what is that? A wonderful day, a beautiful day. A lovely day. Yes, a lovely day. A lovely day. Now, I don't know what he was addressing. But I know I haven't found a woman to do that for me. Only the Word of God. Only the Word of God. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh, Daddy, I got your genes and I think I've become a preacher. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those who have faith. So God is saying that faith is your best weapon against the temptation. Yes. Faith is your best weapon even against the greatest tempter, the shaitan himself. Faith is your key to victory on the long haul with the heavy baggage to reach your Lord. Praise be to Allah. What is that heavy baggage? My responsibility to develop my life and the life of my environment. My responsibility to show the responsibility for the whole world and the fate of mankind to the end of time. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Phase number three. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Phase number four. And their works are righteous. Their deeds are righteous. Amal means work. Except for those who have righteous works. We know this is scripture. Most of you come from Christian environment, if not from Christian teachings. And those who come from Christian teachings, you know that this is in the Bible. Same thing. God won't accept faith alone. You must bring him also good works. This is the Bible. That's why Allah said in the Quran that this is a correction on the books that came previously. And an extended message. But first, coming out of the old and extending it so we can go further in the world with the new. Righteous works. The Satan, after God created us for a strong and healthy life, he influences our life to be diseased and weak. So we need righteous works to advance the works that God wants on this world, in this world. Satan is here with his plan to defeat the works of man to prove man unworthy of being given this honor and this responsibility by the Creator, from the Creator. He's out to prove man wrong. Eventually, he wants to make the world, this is what you ought to listen to very carefully and hold it, don't forget it. He wants the world, too, to be made for God. But he has his own idea of how to make it happen. He has his own idea how to make it happen. And it irks him that man takes this responsibility on himself and keeps Satan out of it. And he's saying, why how, they keeping me out of something I was in before they were in it? Now, I used to lead the angels. What are these little boys doing? What do they think? I'll fix them. I'm going to crucify the whole race of mankind. When he told God, he said, well, I'm going to go out before them and behind them. I'm going to go on their left and on their right. He was saying to God, I'm going to crucify the whole of mankind. And what is crucifying? Blocking, stopping, checking, making static and still what should be moving for God. So that's why in the Quran say no. They neither killed him, neither did they make him static and still. And they did not give him rigor mortis. So the fourth phase is what I'm going to start at, hati, righteous deeds. Righteous deeds will take all of us down off the cross. Taqwa by itself can't take us off the cross. The cross is static life. Can't move. You can have taqwa and maybe you won't move. In the name of your taqwa, you will say, I'm justified to stay stand still. Because it's too dangerous for me out there in Satan's field of activity. But when the spirit come into you to do something about your environment, to work, and to have work, righteous work established for your name, Satan has a contender. He's going to have to give up some of the territory. That's why God obligates us to not just have taqwa, but also jihad. After Muhammad, the prophet, had been granted victory, and the environment was in their hands, we haven't got that. We haven't gotten there yet. We're trying to get a little of this environment in our hands. We're making progress here in Atlanta more than we are anywhere else right now. But we haven't gotten there yet. There's not a whole town that we can show people and ourselves that we have, and we are the administrators for that town, and we are taking care of the affairs of the people in that town. All their services, Muslim service, Muslim given by Muslims, etc. We haven't achieved that. We haven't achieved what Muhammad achieved by the help with the grace of God and his mercy in Medina. And when he achieved it, did he say, okay, we have reached the promised land. Rejoice. Celebrate. Allah says, as soon as you have completed one task, immediately take up another. So Muhammad, when peace was established for the whole land that he was then over as their leader, as their chief, or as their boss, their governor, he said, from henceforth upon me, is taqwa and jihad. taqwa and jihadu, he said. Consciousness and struggle. Consciousness and struggle. Do you know that's what make all people great? Devotion to what they respect. To what they respect as having the power to support their good life. That's their taqwa for that cause. And then they have a commitment to put their energy, their body, and their money into the effort. And they become a great people. A great people. I'm not going to name Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater. I'm not going to name any of them that comes to my mind now. Because we don't want your mind on the struggle of other people. We want you just to be aware that God created all people with this nature. Yes. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ And righteous works. And righteous works. Work and righteous works. Do you know the heaven that God promised to us is a promise he has prepared for workers? For workers. We go into the paradise if we make it, or to the heaven if we make it, that was prepared for workers. Oh, soul, pleased and pleasing. Please with your own self and pleasing your God. Oh, soul, pleased and pleasing. Return you to your Lord. Then he says, enter you. Go in. Isn't that what scripture says? The scripture that came before, didn't it say that good worker, faithful servant, when the time comes at the end, it's going to be said to you, faithful servant, enter in to my paradise. This was the promise in the scriptures that came before. It's in the Bible. And here's the Quran certifying it again. Certifying the worker. The faithful worker, yes, paradise has been made for you. Says, enter you first, enter you among my workers. What the coolie enter you? Fi Ibadi. Among my workers. Servants, slaves, means workers. See, ab means more than one thing. It never meant slave. It never meant slave. The term was abused by taskmasters, by hard, cruel taskmasters. It never meant slave. It meant servant all the time. Then Allah came and cleared it of the abuse and raised that title up to be the highest title for human beings. The highest title for a human being is for God, the Creator, to call you his abd, his servant. The highest title. No title higher than that. According to the teachings of the most learned in this religion and the most upright in this religion, but also according to the hints in Quran and the plain talk as well, of the Quran and also Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. Enter you among my workers. Then you can have paradise. He says, therefore, enter you my paradise. Jannati. Fadkhuli Jannati. Work. So God has given us the steps for salvation. When Jonah finally got free of his difficulties and was on land safe, according to the Bible, he said, I have a 3-day journey. I have a 3-day journey. God has established me again in my soul. But now I have to find a way to move out. And when I find a way to move out, then I have to perceive my future destiny on this earth among these ungodly people. I want not only to be established in my soul, but I'm to be put on the right road. And the right road is the next step for me. And then after the right road, I am to visualize what I am to have as my community life at the end of that struggle. At the end of that struggle. And don't think this has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with us. The minimum number we need for this Jummah is 3. Why? Because Jonah's struggle is our struggle. Jonah's struggle in his soul is our struggle in our soul. And once Jonah is free from the struggle in his with his soul, then he has to establish his life on this planet. Because God created him to have life on this planet. And to have a model life on this planet. A life that will speak to others and tell them what they should make of their lives. Saying God has guided this man to this model and have it as a witness and as an attraction to attract others to the right life or the right establishments for man on this earth. So that was his destiny. And when we stand up to pray, don't forget your connection. The Kaaba is a sign of connections. That's exactly what it is. Its greatest meaning and message is a sign of connections. That it connects that was separated. Reconciles that should be together and not against one another or against the other part that belonged to it. To bring all parts that belong together, that have been separated and divided by the schemes of Satan. To bring them all together again, to bring man in unity with mankind, not just with his nation, or with his race, or with his secret order, people of his persuasion. No, people of the human soul. To bring all that belong to the soul of Adam together, so that they again become one life. Harmoniously living for righteousness and for abundance of good. Abundance of good that God created us for. After work, what pressure are you going to feel? The pressure of correctness. A worker will be under the pressure to be correct, to not to make mistakes, to not to have flaws in his work. But the ones are bilhaq, and they cooperate, or they mutually support the advancement of truth. Al-Haq, the advancement of truth. But this truth is not common truth. This is the broadest picture of truth. This is the broadest context for truth. Al-Haq. Sidq is truth. Sidq is truth. Al-Sidq is the truth. If you spoke the truth, we say sadaqah. You spoke the truth. Sadaqah. From sidq, meaning the truth. So the truth for the tongue is sadaqah. Sidq. Sadaqah or sidq at the end. The truth for the whole life is haqq. You may have a truthful tongue, but you may not be aware of reality. Reality was real, genuine in the nature and in the picture and in the function that God created for you, for it and you. That's haqqa. That's haqqa. Jal haqqa. وزحك الباطل.
The truth has come, and falsehood perishes. So man just speaking his truth is not enough to kill falsehood. But if he ever universalizes his truth to respect all truth that God created, now he's ready to slay al-batil. Jal haq wa zahiq al-batil. The truth has come and falsehood perishes. And it is of the nature to perish before truth. But not before your truth, before the truth, the all-inclusive truth, the universal truth. When it is put in that nature, what happens to it? The same thing that happens to the vampire when the sun light shines on it. He disappears. He disappears. He becomes non-existent. So these are steps that we must take or be aware of in order to guarantee, assure success in that difficult time for the soul and the human spirit or lost. And that difficult time will go on and on for as long as man is making history. That's why Paul, why one translator, down through the ages, the token of time through the ages. Why? Because Satan is not going anywhere. So when you stand up in your soul, he says, well, they ain't going nowhere because I got the environment. So you have to have the faith to meet the challenge and know that God obligates you to not excuse yourself because Satan has the world. That's the spirit of the black man. Or you know you can't do anything. Invite them to cooperate with you in a great work that involves even a contest with the establishment, with the big, rich white folks. And a coward black man. He know we can't go nowhere. He know white man ain't gonna let us do that. We are not asking the white man to let us do anything. We are doing what our God told us to do. And we don't even have patience with you talking about what the white man going to say. Allahu Akbar. And if you clean up your act, the white man won't be in your way that much. In fact, you can clean up your act to the extent that he won't only get out of your way, but he'll send some of his associates to you to let you know that he appreciates what you're doing. Now, I'm not talking about holy, sancti white people only. I'm talking about those also that don't even pray. Because God gave Solomon the jinns in his army to help him work. Jinns came to join him to help him work. And Allah says in the Quran, and well, the Quran is so powerful with his communication, it's so beautiful. It says a party among the jinns heard him and said, this is a wonderful recital. They almost got the Holy Ghost. They said, this is a wonderful recital. Neither men nor jinns should disrespect it. Now, when truth comes, it has the power to kill falsehood. That's given to us in the Quran, God's word. It has the power to kill falsehood. And where does it kill it? In the head. In the head. And this is referring to what was said before. That's what the Bible says too. It says, strike him in his head. It has the power to kill him and to kill him in the head. That means it has the power to kill the logic that supports the lie. The logic that holds up the falsehood. It will kill the logic that's killing it in the head.
Allahu Akbar. But after that now, don't think the war is going to be 2 minutes, 7 days, 10 days. Or the war may have to go on until God concludes the matter. We ain't the one to say when to stop. Only God can say when to stop. God will tell Satan when to stop, and God will tell us when to stop. We are to work and not have even on our mind a get-off time. There are no time to get off the job. It's not even in this reality. Just work. When you work with that kind of awareness, time doesn't bother you. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they encourage one another to be patient. They mutually support patience and perseverance. Praise be to Allah. We have the answer. We have the sure formula for success here and hereafter. And let's accept it and act on it like men, like determined men in war, at war, in war. Not thinking about going back home, but thinking about the victory. So we ask God to forgive us our errors. Have mercy on us and guide us always. Amen.
Amen.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. Praise be to God, the Lord, cherisher and sustainer, the keeper of the worlds. We witness that He is one. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده alone. لا شريك له. That there is nothing to be compared to Him or with Him. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, we witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger and a mercy to all the worlds. The prayers and the peace be upon him. In the conclusion of this address on the best day in the life of man, Juma, Friday. Now, at least the world chose the right day to make payday, didn't it? Well, God has guided me to much understanding. And I know now that even though Satan has decorated this world, God's angels are still here. God's angels are still here. And this world does not only have the imprint of Satan, but it has the imprint also of God's angels on it. Yes. Praise be to Allah. And we thank Him for His messengers. All of them. Angels and humans. Yes, in concluding this khutbah, we want to see where all of this life and effort should be in community, in the Ummah of Muhammad. So wherever we are, we should be trying to establish ourselves in the Ummah of Muhammad, or in the Ummah of Al-Islam. That should be our main focus. We have to establish ourselves in the Ummah of Muhammad or in the Ummah of Al-Islam. That means we cannot go around and be pleased with our life and accomplishments, and we have no community model. that the people can look at and say, this is after the model in Medina. These people do not have pork on this block. These people do not sell liquors on this block. These people do not commit crimes on this block. What I'm saying, if we only can get one block, let's make that one block a model of the Ummah. They don't have crime on this block. The police are not even needed around here. That's what we want. And though they are small in numbers, they're industrious. This small block has stores on it, run by them. Products made by them are imported from other good Muslims who need support for their life. And we are buying products to help the life of other Muslims in other areas of the world who are making a good effort. They are good people. We want to help support their life too. This ummah is one ummah. And I am your Lord, therefore worship only me. That's what God says in the Quran. Ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. This is your community. This is your community. It's one united community. And I am your Lord, therefore worship only me. Doesn't that language sound familiar? It's about 12 centuries or more, 1,200 years or more older than the language of the founding fathers. But they said one nation, united, indivisible, under God, the Creator. Thank you very much. We conclude this khutbah and ask God to forgive us our ignorance, our shortcomings, our sins as well. Guide us and give us mercy always, our Lord. Amen.
That's it.
Oh my God.
That's it.